A Killing Kindness by Reginald Hill, read by Colin Buchanan. The man that lays his hand upon a woman, save in the way of kindness, is a wretch whom 'twere gross flattery to name a coward. John Tobin, The Honeymoon. Chapter 1. It was green, all over me, choking, the water, then boiling at first, and roaring, and seething, till all settled down, cooling, clearing, and my sight updrifting with the last few bubbles, till through the glassy water I see the sky clearly, and the sun bright as a lemon, and birds with wings wide as a windmill sail slowly drifting round it, and over the bank's rim, small dark faces peering, timid as beasts at their watering, nostrils sniffing danger and shy eyes bright and wary, till a current turns me over, and I drift. And still I'm drifting, and...
What the hell's going on here? Stop it, this is sick! Please, oh God, be careful, you'll... Jack, no! Oh! See, look, the lights, please!
Fakery, I don't want...
Lights, Mrs Stanhope, are you all right? Auntie, are you okay? Please, Auntie... Thank you, love. I'm a bit... In a minute, did I get...
Vicious blackmailing cow and I'll see...
Picking up lots of forget-me-nots, you make me...
Sorry, said Sergeant Weald, switching off the pocket cassette recorder. That was on the tape before.
Pity. I thought she was proving that Sinatra really was dead, said Pascoe, putting down the sergeant's handwritten transcription of the first part of the recording. Did you switch off there, or what?
Or what, I think.